As a group, women have been outperforming men in college for years. Now, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights wants to know if colleges have begun admitting less qualified men instead of more qualified women because those colleges fear their campuses might become overwhelmingly female. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Since 1970, the college attendance rate among women has skyrocketed. Today, on most college campuses, women are the majority. And they're not just growing in numbers. They now earn about 60% of all bachelor's degrees. Gail Harriet, a law professor at the University of San Diego, didn't think this was a problem until, she says, she recently noticed something else.
We had heard about, and I had seen articles that suggested that some colleges and universities are discriminating in favor of men and against women in their admissions processes.
Harriet, a member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, says colleges, especially small, selective, liberal arts colleges, are so worried about becoming overwhelmingly female that some may be rejecting highly qualified women to make room for less qualified men. And that, Harriet says, would be a violation of Title IX, the 1972 law that prohibits gender discrimination in any school or program that accepts federal aid. So what Harriet and other members of the Civil Rights Commission plan to do is subpoena the admissions records and policies of at least 12 public and private colleges.
We don't know whether we're going to find discrimination at all, but we're going to be looking, and we hope that, if nothing else, this study will allow us to nail down the facts.
But some say the commission's investigation into gender discrimination is baseless.
Is there evidence of this? Who has it? Where is it?
Jennifer Delahunty is dean of admissions and financial aid at Kenyon College, a small private school in Ohio.
I don't see anybody who has a policy that says, you know, that we're going to choose less qualified boys over more qualified girls. No admissions office would make those kinds of decisions. So I wonder if they're not barking up the wrong tree with this investigation.
Ironically, it was Delahunty's 2006 op-ed piece in the New York Times about highly qualified women, including her daughter, being rejected by top schools that started a firestorm over gender discrimination in college admissions. Today, Delahunty argues that colleges should be concerned about the drop in male enrollment. Since the mid-1990s, researchers say that drop has been precipitous. Today, the share of 25- to 29-year-old males with a bachelor's degree is much lower compared to females in the same age group. And academically, women continue to outperform men, says Tom Mortensen, an analyst with the Pell Institute for the Study of Opportunity in Higher Education.
They graduate from high school at higher rates than men do. They go on to college at higher rates. They complete college at higher rates. And I see nothing right now that's going to turn that around.
With fewer college-eligible males in the pipeline, Mortensen argues, the gender imbalance on campuses is inevitable.
And the people who work on these campuses say that boys, frankly, are not at their best, where they are outnumbered 2-to-1 by girls. It's probably not a healthy situation for either gender.
That may be true, says Commissioner Gail Harriet, but this is not about a gender imbalance on campuses. It's about the civil rights of women and whether they've been violated in the college admissions process. The commission's findings will be made public within a year. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.